You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Alexander Olson, the founder and CEO of Babylon Micro Farms. He's with us today to talk about his company and why technology and hydroponics will revolutionize the way we grow food. Mr. Olson, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Pleasure to be here.
And our pleasure to have you as well. So tell us, what inspired you to start Babylon to kick things off today?
So this was a project initially at an open source software class at UVA with the purpose of building, what would it take to build an ultra-low-cost hydroponic farm for refugees? And it's come a long way since then. The idea sort of struck me as learning about hydroponics a couple of years ago, why the ability to grow foods using 90 to 95% less water, plants grow twice as quickly, no GMOs, no pesticides. These are all some of the headline issues of the food system at the moment, and it was something that I was hooked on as a concept and confident at the time that it was going to change the way we grow food. I was unaware that I was actually going to end up starting a company at this point, but I was learning about how efficient hydroponics was and how many pounds you can produce on just a couple of square feet. And I was thinking to myself, why isn't this in people's homes? I personally, big believer in pragmatic alternatives, and you see this with a lot of technology. If you give people a simple means to do something, they often will, something like growing their own food. There was a way to do that simply, cheaply, and without the time, space, knowledge, restraints of conventional farming, then I think people would definitely do it. And so I was hooked on the idea of creating some kind of food machine for people's homes, which we've been through about 15 rounds of prototyping at the stage, and we're finally getting our manufacturing contracts together to actually put a product into production, which has been a long journey, but it was it's worth it. Yeah, and I think that what we have now is something that will enable and empower people to grow fresh organic produce in their own homes without any effort. We designed the system to operate as simple as, making a cup of coffee. We send pre-seeded refill pots, you plug them in, and then the system will alert you when it's ready to harvest. In fact, it'll even notify you because, hey, next week you have this much fresh produce ready, this many servings of food. Here are some recipe suggestions, and here are links to all of the other ingredients. So it really is it's come from a refugee-focused project into a IoT device for the home that will... futuristic kitchen appliance that I think is really bringing hydroponics down from an industrial level into something that is accessible to consumers.
This is absolutely phenomenal. Well done. Now, how do you think hydroponics will change the way we consume food?
Well, I think at a commercial level, we're beginning to see the first big moves and some serious consolidation with there's a couple of companies, one plenty, they raised $200 million in November, and you're starting to see the technology, specifically LED lights, some of the more energy intensive aspects of control grow environments are being drastically coming down in cost, and so the barriers to entry are falling away, and this is now causing a lot of money to pour into the space. And this basically means these big grow operations, they have the potential to completely dominate the food supply for certain ingredients. So really the reason that money, vast amount of money is pouring into the space is because it is kind of a first come first serve basis. If you build one of these large grow operations outside a major town or city, if you have the scale, you have the ability to completely own the supply of fresh produce. And the reason the hydroponics and these control grow environments have this potential is because you can produce food like clockwork. You can produce whatever yield you want all year round, the same consistency, the same price, crucially. So there's no seasonal variations, and being able to offer truly fresh produce is a huge, you're solving a lot of problems with that. And a lot of the key determinants of freshness with a lot of the leafy greens, you know, herbs, things like that, you know, you're losing, I think lettuce loses about 60% of its nutritional value within 6 hours of harvesting. So when you think that all of the fresh vegetables, supposedly fresh vegetables you buy in the supermarket today, are probably shipped over, you know, over a couple thousand miles to get to you, the ability for these vertical farms and hydroponic operations to move into towns, and you'll see this, I think, you know, 2018 is going to be the first year that it begins to kick off. As money starts really flowing into space, and you'll see that these traditional means of getting fresh produce by shipping thousands of miles will become obsolete as these larger farming operations move in. And then I think, you know, on the other flip side of that, you have operations like ours, where the technology and the platform we're creating has the potential to play a huge role in this, because we're lowering barriers to entry by automating many of the more complex aspects of hydroponics. And we have a platform that will allow small-time growers, whether it's homeowners or sort of medium-sized amateur growers, to actually take up advanced hydroponics using our platform. So I think 2018 will be the start of something where this fresh produce will be grown more locally, and the hyper-local trend will become fully mainstream.
And Alexander, why should people be paying more attention to hydroponics this year in 2018?
Well, I think, as I sort of touched on just now, the money is flowing into the space. And I think when you see the trend is really getting going. And I think up until now, there have been serious limitations on hydroponics. It was refined and developed by NASA for the space program to grow food in space. And I think that, you know, in concept was great, but it never had any commercial viability. And we're seeing a lot of investment in the area, and a lot of it is tied to cannabis. So a lot of money that is plowed into that as it's become legalized has led to the creation of low-cost materials, specifically in lighting and areas. And so, but now that these factors, you know, the core components of controlled indoor agriculture, now that these core components are getting down to a price point where they become commercially viable, the trend is kind of inexorable. There is a very clear case for why indoor agriculture is better. As I touched on earlier, you know, it's higher quality, it's fresher, it's more consistent, it's cheaper. And so once that's, now that that is established and there is clear data to support that, we're going to see a big trend as it becomes, you know, it's in farmers' interests, it's in a global interest from a sustainability point of view to take up controlled indoor agriculture and hydroponics. And I think 2018 will be start of the trend.
Today we are joined by Mr. Alexander Olson, the founder and CEO of Babylon Micro Farms, an automated hydroponic system that allows you without effort to grow your own herbs, fruits, vegetables, and salad greens in your own home, so you'll always have the freshest and most nutritious produce here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So, Mr. Olson, you are working on a new product, the Micro Farm. What can you tell us about this?
Well, so what we have been developing for the last 2 years are indoor growing machines, and a lot of our focus has been placed on the technology and the platform behind it. What can we do to automate all of the complex parts of hydroponics and make it simple enough that anyone could do it? And part of that is incorporating it into some form of hardware, some sort of, and what we have now is an IoT device that will become, we hope, mainstream consumer appliance. And the Micro Farm is a futuristic kitchen appliance, and it allows anyone to grow high yields of fresh produce in the comfort of their own home. Our initial projects are targeted at the food service industry, but we are now gearing up to release a larger and more significant product this year, and it's essentially, if you think about it, a fridge-style hydroponic system whereby each shelf is its own microcontrol climate, and we provide pre-seeded refill pods in order to make the process as simple as possible. So from a user point of view, our new product will allow people to buy recipe-orientated selections of plants, so you have a salad mix, pesto mix, you know, variety of things, and all they do is plug in these traits, and then the system will automatically know what's growing. You click grow, and then depending on what you grow, between 20 and 30 days, the system will notify you that your crops are coming up ready for harvest. They'll guide you how to harvest them, you know, what to do with the recipe suggestions, select, you know, ingredients ready to order, and really add this layer of value that people can incorporate healthy living, growing their own food back into their diets where they haven't been able to in the past. And I think that our new product really will be at the forefront of consumer hydroponics. I think it will seriously set us apart from anything that's out there at the moment through the use of advanced technology to automate everything that's complicated about it.
Well, this is certainly eye-opening and a refreshing new company and new concept, and I'm excited about this, and I know you are more than likely beyond excited and passionate about this as well. It certainly comes out in your message. And speaking about excited, what are you most excited about where Babylon is headed today?
So what, as in the backbone of our company is an AgTech component whereby we're creating a platform to accompany an automated monitoring control device for hydroponics. So that, in a nutshell, would significantly reduce the costs, reduce the costs associated with hydroponics and make the process more simple. And what we're refining for our consumer product is highly scalable to commercial agriculture. And that is actually a very exciting prospect. Like, we are working on some very exciting projects, including blockchain and AI, and how we would basically create farms that learn about themselves and improve themselves and refine the flavor profile of specific crops while creating a ledger system that would allow people to track crops from seed to harvest. And I think some of these tech projects that we're working on will, I think, define us. And I think that as they become more prominent in what we do over the next year, the potential to scale up our platform and potentially hardware to commercial agriculture is incredibly exciting, as it is one of the fastest growing sectors in the U.S. And to have a platform that is applicable across a wide range of urban farming applications is very exciting for us.
A lot to be excited about, and we can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion?
Yeah, sure. So I guess one of the main things is really challenging people to think about food that they eat. And we see that there is a massive trend towards healthier living and organic food, but I think that people still don't necessarily think about what's in their food. You might go to Whole Foods, they're not taking that added step to say, what would it take for me to eat healthier? Because from personal experience, it's not easy to eat better food, healthier food. What would it take? And I think something that I've learned throughout doing this, and you see it with the people that use our products, that being able to engage with what you do and having a pragmatic alternative that's simple, engaging with what you eat, going to Whole Foods doesn't quite cut it. And if you have the ability to grow it yourself, cut it from the plant, things like that, that's the way that you're actually going to change people's habits, because it adds a whole new layer of engagement and meaning to the food that they eat. I also think it is another challenge for people is to overcome the barriers of the sort of mental block thinking about how technology and food overlap. And it's something that we've noticed, some people and the more traditional proponents of organics and healthier food are a little wary of what we do. We're incorporating some pretty advanced technology with what is, in many ways seen against what organic means. But actually what we're doing is far purer and far higher quality than anything you buy outside. We control every input to the plant from seed to harvest. We microcontrol nutrients, pH, all of the variables to create the perfect flavor profile and purer produce than you're ever going to buy from an organic store. And I think that main closing statement is don't be afraid of the technology that is empowering a new generation of people to eat healthier. It is going to become mainstream, and it's a very exciting time, and I think it will make everyone healthier as a whole, as fresher organic produce grown using indoor agriculture and hydroponics becomes more prominent. I think one last thing, please feel free to check us out. We company's called Babylon Micro Farms. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and check out our website, and we'd be happy to answer any questions if anyone has any. And Eric, thank you very much for having me on the show.
And you're more than welcome, and it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. It is BabylonMicroFarms.com. Again, Alexander, thanks so much for what you're doing, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Eric.
We've been speaking with Alexander Olson, the founder and CEO of Babylon Micro Farms, an automated hydroponic system that allows you, without effort, to grow your own herbs, fruits, vegetables, and salad greens in your own home, so you'll always have the freshest and most nutritious produce available. And for further details and to take advantage, visit BabylonMicroFarms.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. With an app coming soon to accompany our live stream, you can also take advantage of our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.